こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。今日も先週と引き続きリモートで収録をしています。
Feels weird.
Yeah. 1個目、Frontiers in Psychology に掲載された UCL の研究で、人は他人が話す過去の話について実際に起きた話なのか見極められないことが分かりました。実験では124人の被験者に人が自分の記憶の話をしている2種類の動画を見せました。一つは本当の話ですが、もう一つは本人が実際に起きたと思い込んでいる話で、自分が犯した犯罪や動物に襲われるなど10代の時に経験したショッキングな出来事についてでした。被験者にどちらが真実か見極めさせたところ、正解率は 61.29% で、犯罪の告白に絞ると 53.33% となり、ランダムに回答した場合と同等の結果でした。
A study published in Frontiers in Psychology by researchers at UCL suggests that people cannot tell whether a past event being described by someone else is a false memory. In the experiment, 124 subjects were shown two kinds of videos of people telling a story from memory. One kind is someone telling the truth, and the other is people thinking they are remembering a true story of committing a crime or shocking stories from when they were teenagers, like being attacked by an animal.Subjects were then asked to judge which stories were true, and they were able to pick correctly 61.29% of the time on average. This fell to just 53.33% when asked about the confession videos, about the same accuracy as guessing.
そう、当然これは犯罪の自白とか、まあ、それを引き出すために、まあ、検察側とか操作している側が誘導するような、まあ、質問だったりお話をしてしまうっていうのを、まあ、元になってるわけなんだけど、まあ、このチームが過去にも高齢に関する研究をいろいろやっていて、で今回の実験で見せた2種類の動画も、まあ、以前2015年に行った実験で撮ったものを使ってるんだよね。
うん。
でその一定の時間をかけて繰り返しこう感情的な情報を、まあ、人にすり込むことによって、まあ、本当はやってないのに自分がやったんじゃないかっていうふうに思い込んでしまう、
うん、
で、まあ、すごい大量の詳細とか複雑な情報を与えれば与えるほど、本人も、あ、もしかして自分がはこれやったのかもしれないって思ってきてしまって、で当然本人はそれを嘘だと思ってないので、本人にも本当のことに思えてくるっていうことは、つまりそれを聞いた他人もそれが本当か嘘かっていうのを見極めるのはもちろん難しいですよねっていう話。
So if the person lying doesn't realize that they're lying, then you can't really tell, right?
そう、本人にも分かってないぐらいだから他人はもちろん分かんないよねっていう話で、まあ、今までいろんな実験がされていて、例えば簡単な話だと、子供の時にスーパーで迷子になった経験が本当はないんだけど、まあ、あるっていうふうに勘違いしてしまうとか、まあ、そういう簡単な話からもっとこう誰かを武器で襲ったことがあるとか、窃盗の罪を犯したことがあるみたいなすごく重大なことまで、まあ、時間をかけてマニピュレーションみたいな感じでされることによって、もしかして本当に自分はやったんじゃないかっていうふうに思っちゃうっていう。
Doesn't the CIA teach their operatives methods of self-hypnosis in order to pass lie detector tests? I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know if that's even public knowledge, but the theory is kind of the same. Like, if you can convince yourself somewhere inside of your brain and just keep repeating it that it's true over and over to yourself.
そう、コミュニケーションの業界でも、まあ、特に政治家とか経営者とかっていうのは、 まずは自己暗示にかけるっていうこと、その何かを成し遂げるって言った時に他の人にそれを信じてもらうためには自分が 100% それを信じないといけないからっていう、だから今回の話につながってるよね。で、うん、今回のその動画を見せる時に音のみと動画のみと音と動画両方、動画というか映像だね、うん、その3つで実験していて、まあ当然だから映像のみだと何の話をしてるかは見えないんだけど、その話してる人の手の動きとか顔の表情だけを見て本当の話をしてるのか嘘の話をしてるのか見分けられるかとか、そういう実験もやってるんだよね。で、正解率で言うと音のみが一番低くて、次に映像のみで最後に両方見せた場合なんだけど、これも例えば裁判で、まあ裁判員制度とか陪審員にまあ、自白している様子を見せるときに、じゃあ音だけ聞かせるのか、それとも映像と一緒に動画で見せるのかによって印象も変わってきてしまうとか、まあ、そういう細かいところで実際判決に影響が出てしまうことがあるから、まあ、こういう研究をするというのは大事だなと思うけど。
Isn't it fascinating that people are capable of intentionally convincing themselves of something?You know,
yeah.
I think you see this a lot in sports psychology.
Hmm.
So you need to really believe that you can win in order to have a chance.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of athletes, especially recently, that consult with psychologists. Hmm. And the psychologist's job is to convince them that they're as capable as they could think they are.
Right.
Basically, you don't want to have any shortcoming in confidence in a competitive environment, I guess.
Yeah, いろんな Netflix とか crime documentary とかでも最近、なんだろう、どういうふうに誘導されて本当はやってないのに自白しちゃったとか、そういう話も出てくるけど、こうさりげなく捜査してる側が情報を、まあ、小出しに、犯人しか知らないような情報を本人に小出しに与えちゃうことによって、まあ、それが頭の中で組み立てられていって、うん、なんとなくこうどういうふうに事件を起こしたかっていうのをやってないのに自分の言葉でペラペラ説明してしまうみたいな。で、それがすごく他人から聞くとコンビンシングだから、うん、あ、こんなに説明できるってことは本当にやっとんだろうなって思ってしまうんだけど、実はやってないみたいなことっていうのはよくあるみたいだから、すごく面白いよね、その人間の記憶っていうのがいかに不確かかっていう。
It's been suggested that this I guess you'd call it hypnosis, right?
It is
hypnosis, right? I mean, people kind of have an outlandish sort of a cartoonish idea of what hypnosis isBut hypnosis is changing, intentionally altering, you know, someone's worldview. Mm. So if you can convince someone, like there are hypnotists that can convince you that there's a giant, you know, albatross outside your window.
Right.
My dad told me a story where there was some hypnotist who convinced a kid on his bus that there was a dragon or something outside the window. It depends on the person, and you kind of need to be, what would you call it? Not gullible, but
susceptible,
open-minded. You have to be like, even the same person, their state of mind in that moment has a big influence on how susceptible or how willing they are to be hypnotized. If you're willing to be hypnotized, you can be hypnotized, right? Or
I
if
guess,
you're totally
I don't know.
Unaware.
I don't know. I've only seen it on TV. And たまになんかさ、全然オープンなのにかかんない人もいるじゃん。So I don't.
Well, they're not really open, I think. You know.
That's what I would think too. But then I don't know until I actually tried it. So.
I think I would overthink it and not be able to get hypnotized. But I haven't tried it either.
Yeah,
it would be interesting. Have you heard the idea that the, I can't remember, Oswald and the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
There's a very popular theory that he was hypnotized, that the CIA was hypnotizing people to do things for them.
Huh.
I mean, nobody knows if that's true. Well, maybe somebody knows.
Hmm.
But it's an interesting idea. I think there's a lot of that there are different kinds of hypnosis, but in the military, you know, there's definitely a certain kind of mind and worldview that is systematically enforced in that environment.
Right.
It's kind of like a bit of a mass hypnosis.
Hmm. Well, そうね。なんかこれによってでもなんか人生が左右されちゃう人がいるっていうのは怖いよね。だからしかもなんだろう、自分がやってないのにやったって自分で言っちゃうわけじゃん。
うん。
でしかもやったって自分でも信じちゃってるみたいな。
I think, what do you think lies are doing? Like if you think about how in the world there are a bunch of people, and those people all have different ideas of what's happening or what the world is, you know, what's true. And especially recently with, you know, fake news and propaganda, it's interesting to think about what's really happening. So if someone tells you a lie, or if you ingest a lie through social media, that alters your perception of reality away from whatever objective truth is, right?
Right.
And so the simulations that are running in people's minds of what reality really is starts to skew. And then our predictions about the future begin to fail.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I believe something about, I don't know, vaccines and 5G or whatever it is, then I may make bad predictions, and then I may take actions that are not in my interest.
Yeah.
You know, so what happens if millions and millions of people start taking suboptimal actions that aren't in their interest? It just seems, could be really bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's crazy. Like flat earth, right? I don't know how much flat earth affects your day-to-day decisions, but some of these conspiracy theories or weird ideas about the world, you know, I think the vaccine thing is probably the most direct, obvious example, but we're living in a world where there's more and more of these lies. And very oftentimes, you know, the people that are sharing false information do not realize that they're doing so.
Yeah.
You know, so this phenomenon that they're talking about is just as true in the digital world, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. 次、サイエンスに掲載されたアリゾナ州立大学の研究で、南アフリカの人類のゆりかごで新しく発見されたヒト科のホモエレクトスの頭蓋骨を分析したところ、これまでに発見されていたホモエレクトスの化石より10から20万年古い200万年前のものであることが分かりました。見つかった頭蓋骨は150個以上の破片を組み合わせて再建され、3歳から6歳の間であったことが分かっています。近くにはパラントロプスロブストスやアウストラロピテクスセディバといった他の種の化石があり、同じ時代に全く違うタイプの種が同じ地域の中で暮らしていたことが分かります。直接交流があったかは不明ですが、何らかの方法で食料などの資源や土地を分け合う戦略を進化させたことで、近くで暮らすことが可能になっていたと考えられます。
In a study published in Science by Arizona State University, analysis of a Homo erectus skull discovered in the cradle of mankind in South Africa has found that it is 2 million years old and 100 to 200,000 years older than previously discovered Homo erectus remains. The remains, which were reconstructed from 150 pieces, are likely of an individual who is between 3 and 6 years old. Nearby, remains of two other species of human, Paranthropus robustus and Australopithecus sediba, were also found, suggesting that these three species of human were living in the same region at the same time. While it is not known whether they had sexual intercourse, it is suspected that they had developed strategies to divide resources among themselves to enable living in such proximity.
Sexual intercourse じゃなくて、普通の relationship っていうか、interaction。
Oh.
Ne, yeah.
Sorry, I got excited. Well, so, I mean, we're assuming sexual intercourse as well, right?
うん、そう、それもまあ含まれてるけど、まあそれだけじゃなくて、つまりその…
I just went straight to…
yeah. そう、つまりその性的な交流に限らず、まあ結構近くで暮らすっていうことは、すごく多分、なんだろう。いがみ合って お互い襲ったりとかしてるような状況だとなかなか難しいので、まあ、直接交流したりっていうのはなかったにしても何らかこううまく近くにいてもそんなに脅威じゃないような感じで暮らしていたんではないかっていう、
うん、
でなかなかこれぐらいの年代、その3歳から6歳の間っていう子供の、まあ、ちょうど成長期みたいな、頭蓋骨が見つかるっていうのはすごく珍しいことらしくて、なのですごいエキサイティングですねみたいな話。
So, we weren't aware that these three species, I mean, they're actually a different genus, right?
種が違うんだよね。だから人かっていう意味では同じだけど違う種。だからこれそのホモサピエンスもまた別の種じゃん。
うん。
なので今はもうホモサピエンスはホモサピエンスなんだけど、こう昔は他にもいっぱいいたっていう話。で、それが意外と、だから近くに住んでたりしたんだね、みたいな話で。で、もう一個今週、ニューヨーク州立大学バッファロー校がゲノム解析の結果のペーパーを出していて、そこでは、その、まあ、今までホモサピエンスとネアンデルタールとかデニソワ人が、まあ、交わってた、それこそ、セックスして、交配してたっていう、のは、もちろん今の人間の DNA 解析すればそれも分かってたんだけど、これまではこう、まあ、それはすごくレアだと思われてたらしいんだよね。だからどっかの時点で、まあ、すごく少数の、レアなケースとしてネアンデルタール人と交配したみたいな、それがまあ残ってるって思われてたんだけど、調べていくと、まあ、違うリニエージのいろんなネアンデルタールの集団と違う時代に混ざってると。で、それがいろんな地域に及んでいる、うん、つまりそれはあまりレアだったわけではなくて、まあ、様々な時代において人間、まあ、今の人間、つまりホモサピエンスが他の種と混ざってたようだっていう、
うん、
だ今の感覚からするとちょっとあまり想像できないというかね、なんか不思議なんだけど。
Well, the timeline of human beings is, well, primates is pretty crazy. It was, we split from apes. Well, I don't know about, we isn't really the right word, but we split from gorillas 9 million years ago. And then we became upright 7 million years ago. And then chimpanzees are like 5 or 6 million years ago.
Hmm.
And then after that, we had bipedal, like totally, you know, apes, chimpanzees, they kind of move around with their hands and on trees. So around 4 million years ago, they think, not humans, but it's Ardipithecus, and that was before Australopithecus, which is one of the ones we're talking about now. So Australopithecus, Australopithecus had stone tools, and then Homo erectus, which is like 1 to 2 million years ago. Well, I guess now 2 million years ago, invented fire. So modern humans didn't invent fire or stone tools, which is pretty crazy.
そうで、なんかこの、まあ、いろんな種がいて、当然その弱めな種と強めな種というか、なんか私がパッと調べる限り、こうなんだ、例えば狩猟を獲得したために、まあ、いろいろ食べ物が取れるようになって、その近くに住んでた他の種が絶滅しちゃうとか、あの例えばそのさっき出たパラントロプスロブストスっていうのは他の種に比べてこう体格がすごい大きかったとか、なんかこう体格とか見た目とかももちろん違ったし、そのどういうあの、まあ、狩猟なりそうやって火とか、あのどういう技術を持ってたかっていうのも違ったみたいだし、だその違う種がこうお互いすれ違ったりとか見かけたりした時に、まあ、どういう行動を取ってたかっていうのはたまに、ね、論文で触れられているけど、よく分かってないところがたくさんあるから気になるよね。
だその The Paranthropus、oh, sorry, go ahead.
なんか、まあ、何回かうちの番組でも話してるけど、そういう交配するってなった時も意外とその、まあ、近くにいたからこうお互い見慣れてるし、仲良くなるじゃないけど普通の感じで交配してたのか、それとも本当になんかたまたま出会ってしまってレイプじゃないけどもっと怖い感じだったのかとかさ、
I think it was probably
the latter.
Adversarial. It was probably not good. You know, because there was limited resources and it was, people were just trying to survive. I mean, even among the same species, they were brutal to each other. Right? So they were probably in the same area because there was some, there was an abundance of resources in that area. They did compete and coexist, but, you know, they're all dead now.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, we killed them all. And these are the skeletons in our Homo sapien closet, I guess.
I guess. I mean, not all of them were driven to extinction because of us, right? So.
Not because of us. And yeah. I think the Neanderthals helped quite a bit, you know, so the Neanderthals and the Homo erectus were probably killing each other.
Didn't you say you had some Neanderthal in you when you did 23andMe or no?
Yeah, it said I had too much Neanderthal.
Too much?
I had a little bit How more than average. I don't know.
I guess, そのあれだよね、ユーラシア系の人とかは、なんかヨーロッパの人とかは結構ネアンデルタール入ってる。私は入ってないっていう結果だったけど。
Zero?
I guess. I mean, it didn't say that I had any, so.
It gave me like an exact percentage.
Interesting.
It's like 4 point something. Sounds like a lot.
So that's like, you're like real half of.
I guess. I don't
like
know.
Like real. Real.
Well, I think the Neanderthal came from my Caucasian side.
Like cross species ってことでしょ、だって。
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right? Like,
well,
that's kind of.
I'm a quarter cross. Well, it's not even that. I don't know how to do fractions.
Right. But cross species.
Yeah.
Like, well, we all are. Interspecies?
Yeah, we all are, and it's sort of the lineage thing. But I think, you know, Neanderthal and Homo sapien, in terms of the just the DNA itself, you know, there's almost, I mean, the majority of it, I think, is identical.
I really don't know much about these, like, なんていうの? 人の祖先みたいな? なんかそれ誰か専門家来てほしいよね。 誰か知ってる人いたら ご連絡お待ちしています。なんかこの こういう人類の祖先的な話。
There's really weird, interesting stuff like this Paranthropus robustus guy.
Yeah.
You know, they were like only 120 centimeters tall.
Hmm.
And 54 kilos.
Huh.
But they were, their head was much larger and they had big jaws and jaw muscles.
Hmm.
And they had gigantic teeth.
Hmm.
Quite. And their teeth are so big that it would cause severe dental problems for everyone of that species.
What?
They all had horrible dental issues, and there was very few dentists at the time. Pretty much none.
What? You know? None.
So, like, so all these guys just had teeth pain. Like the entire species was afflicted with cavities and impacted teeth and bad gums. And I mean, nobody had great teeth back then, but they had, apparently they had like a genetic flaw. Gurai, their teeth were
overkill.
Gorillas have ridiculous jaws.
Yeah,
and
what?
And it's like the dude is like, these people are like 120 centimeters tall. So
that's
like
insane.
120 centimeter tall person just latching onto your arm with those ridiculous molars.
なんかナッツとか、これなんていうもの、球根とか、なんか信じられないぐらい硬い食べ物を食べてたんじゃないかって。まあそうだよね。Aren't
humans' teeth way too weak? I feel like my teeth are too weak.
Yeah, I mean, like, compared to these guys, for sure.
But you can't, like, bite a pistachio without taking the case off. You'll hurt
yourself.
Oh, God,
no. Yeah.
Like, your teeth will break before that pistachio breaks, right?
Mm.
It's just a pistachio. Why are our teeth so weak?
Teethっていうか、teethの強さもだし、まずそれを噛む顎の力がないよね、だって。
But our teeth themselves, I think, are quite fragile compared to, like, animal teeth. You know, you see, you know, crocodiles and stuff, just, like, I don't know, animals are eating, like, license plates.
Hmm. Right?
How tall is that guy?
その、これ書いてないけど、なんか、 木の上で生活してたけど、直立歩行と道具の使用が可能だったって書いてある。
Do they use tools in the tree?
I don't know if they used it in the tree, but they were living in the tree and they were using tools.
And wouldn't they have tools up in the tree?
I've
never really imagined.
I don't know. I don't know.
But something about, like, working on something up in the tree seems really strange to me, you know, because it's like you imagine that they come out of the trees and start living on the ground and then start using tools.
I guess.
You know what I mean? You don't see depictions of cave people, like, using tools up in the trees.
Yeah. なんか手がこの人たちはめちゃくちゃ今の人の手に近い指とか。
What about on, like, Wikipedia? You know how there are myths of giants and
just
different size?
It's a 最大でもやっぱ 1.2 メートルだって120センチ
一緒じゃん。
うん、
全然
みんなだから結構こんな感じだったの。
うん、
あでも
None of them were huge?
あでもいや、なんかチューイって名前つけられてるアウストロラロピテクスは165センチ48キロ、
めっちゃでかい。 That's still not huge.
えでも compared to 120センチ、
But gorillas are huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Were all these ancient characters this small?
I don't know. だからやっぱり誰か、you know the, 誰か専門家来て話を聞きたい。めちゃくちゃ超質問あるんだけど私。
うん、me too. But you know the African pygmies?
Yeah.
And they're quite small, right? They're like 120 cm, right?
They're... どれくらいだったんだろう、背は。
But the African pygmies have...I think the oldest lineage, like they branched off from the rest.
155 cm だって私と一緒だよ。
Are you a pygmy?
I might be.
You could be. Wait, average?
It says, yeah, average adult male height of no more than 155 centimeters.
But you're below average height, right?
You mean for Homo sapiens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the African pygmies are quite short also, and they branched off from the other African lineages.
Yeah, but I had the image that they were like super tiny.I didn't know that they were my height. And from my point of view, it's not that tiny, obviously.
Well, that's average, right? So I think female pygmies are probably quite a bit shorter, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You'd be like the tallest female pygmy if you were a pygmy.
Shortest? Well, 書いてるかな? Hmm.Interesting.
There is like the pygmies and the Bantu, and they branched off from the rest of, they're from like the Central African rainforest, like way back before the desertification, and they have a super old lineage where they didn't evolve.The same way as populations that left that region of Africa. So they kind of stayed in the same general area.
155センチは男性の平均身長で、女性は147センチだって。
It's crazy. There's so many kinds of people, even today.
Yeah, I know.
It's just crazy.
Yeah,
I guess I'm weird. I'm weird too, so I guess I can't really say anything.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been weird in that sense, even in Japan. But if I go to like Germany, then I'm definitely, you know, like a different species.
But they know that there's a place that you, there's a place that you came from where you are normal.That exists, right?
I hope so.
But, the, but they know that Japan exists and over there you're normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess. But they, like, they can never tell how old I am and, you know, I'm so tiny and...
Do they treat you like a dwarf or a... What am I thinking of?
No, but they kind of...なんて言えばいいんだろう、なんかすごい 年齢に関してやっぱりすごい謎みたいな感じの反応されたことあるオフィスとかで、やっぱりなんかこの子すごい若くてか幼く見えるけど。
Do you get carded in the States still?
Oh yeah, I mean my husband's mom got carded like a couple years ago. Yeah, it's crazy. She was already in her like 50s or 60s, and we were like, what? But yeah,
there are some people that really look young for a long time, and I don't know what it is, but from around age like 55, 60, it seems like it separates. I was thinking about that when I saw Anthony Fauci on in the press conference.
Why?
Because he's like 80 years old.
Eh? Uso de shou?
But he seriously seems like he's 65.
Uso de shou?
And I was like, what? This guy is like really like clear. He's really clear. He's really present. And
wait, matte, no way.
He moves like he's...
Oh, he's 79. Okay.
Okay, I exaggerated by a few months.
Oh, God. But,
but he's going to be 80 in like surprising. A few months.
Yeah, that's insane. 見えないね、全然。
Yeah, so
wow.
It's totally doable to just stop aging for some people. I don't know how it works, but I hope I figure that out and get on that Fauci level.
まあ、遺伝子次第だよね、多分。
I think it's lifestyle. It's probably not a coincidence that he's crisp at 80 and he... seems young. He probably has a really healthy lifestyle because he's a, you know, the doctor or whatever, right? He's not smoking and getting shwasted, right?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. でもどっちもでしょうね。コンビネーションでしょ、それは。
You've seen those twin studies, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The party animal and then the like health freak twin studies.
Yeah. I've even seen the what was that? The truck driver who gets sunlight from his right side or whatever for years and...
Whoa.
And he's like...
I just imagine that.
He looks way older.
On one side?
Well, than his twin.
Wait, but he gets sunlight on only one side of his body, right?
Yeah.
And does he look old on one side of his body?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
He's like half old?
I guess. I don't know.
And that's just the epidermis, right?
あれ待って、Bernie って何歳?
90. I don't know. How old is Biden? See, Biden seems old.
Okay, so Bernie is 78. だからFauciとほぼ同い年。
Fauci seems 30 years younger than Bernie.
I know, and Biden is 77.
Biden seems super old recently.
And Bloomberg is 78. Trump is 73. そっか。そっか。だから、Bernie とFauciは本当にほぼためなのか。
Yeah. It's mind-blowing.
ね。わかんないね。やっぱ年齢って見た目だけでは。
I don't know how long these... these prehistoric humans lived for, but
さっきね、17歳ぐらいとか書いてあったよ。
And is that
for
genetic or is that sort of, you know, woolly mammoths and saber tooth things?
I don't know.
So they just haven't found any that are old, I guess.
まあだって子供もね、珍しいぐらいだから。
Some Anthony Fauci Homo erectus.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Just in pristine condition.
次.
More than 20 telephone poles supporting 5G technology have been subject to arson in the UK over the past few weeks, allegedly motivated by conspiracy theories suggesting that 5G data networks suppress the immune system and increase susceptibility to the novel coronavirus. Mobile networks Mobile Network representative Mobile UK stated the following. We have experienced cases of vandals setting fire to mobile masts, disrupting critical infrastructure and spreading false information suggesting a connection between 5G and the COVID-19 pandemic. As celebrities like Carrie Hilson, Amir Khan, Woody Harrelson, and others have tweeted suggesting that 5G networks are increasing the spread of the novel coronavirus, platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are coordinating with the UK's Trusted News Initiative in an attempt to censor content linking coronavirus to 5G networks.
イギリスで 5G の電波が免疫機能を低下させ新型コロナウイルスにかかりやすくなるという誤った情報が拡散され、ここ数週間で20カ所以上の 5G 電波塔が放火されるという被害に遭っています。5G のせいで新型コロナウイルスが感染拡大しているという主張は、ケリー・ヒルソン、アミール・カーン、ウディ・ハレルソンなどの有名人たちによってツイートで拡散されており、Facebook、Twitter、YouTube などのプラットフォームは、イギリスの Trusted News Initiative と協力し、デマの拡散を食い止める施策を取っています。
Yep.
なんかあれだよね、自称看護師みたいな人がラジオで言ったのが始まりっていうのは見たけど。
A lot of people have been saying things. It's quite prevalent, actually. And these conspiracy theories around 5G have been circulating pretty much since it was announced several years ago. And so it's just morphed into 5G causes coronavirus. And I think for a lot of people on the 5G conspiracy wagon, they're interpreting coronavirus as confirmation of the effects of 5G.
Right.
And so
there are charts
showing the correlation between 5G installations and coronavirus cases.
Okay.
And they correlate. And just like pirate falling numbers of pirates in the world and
right.
CO2 levels correlate.
Yeah.
But
did you see the study by by Dartmouth University, the one that the Japanese media was talking about?
Mm-mm.
これはブラジルの時間の時のデータをもとにやった研究なんだけど、その結局デマについてデマが拡散して、それについてこうみんながこれはデマですよ、これは本当じゃないですよっていう話をすることによって、みんなが情報全体につい対して懐疑的になってしまって、正しい情報を含めて全部を平等に信じなくなっちゃうっていう、
うん、
それはすごく面白いなと思って。だから例えばこの 5G の電波の話が、まあ、これは本当じゃないんですよってこうやってうちの番組で話すことがいいことなのかどうかっていうのが、つまりかなり議論の余地があるっていう話。
What's your opinion?
まあでもその研究を見ると確かにそういうこともあるんだろうなっていう。例えばなんだろうね、なんでもいいんだけど、その、まあ、すごいみんなが買い占めをしていますとか、ああじゃあこんなに棚が空になっていますとか、そういうのテレビで報道すれば報道するほどとか、ツイッターで拡散されればされるほど、みんな逆に不安に思ってさらに買いに行くとかってあるわけじゃない。だ例えば、
mm-hmm.
自殺の報道とかではよく言われるけど、まあ、特定の情報に関してはあまりメディアとかみんなが話さない方がいいトピックっていうのがあるのは確かなんだろうなと思う。
うん、hmm.But how do you know, don't you just, I think that if you don't explain, in the case of 5G, if it is not explained to the public why 5G is safe in an open and patient way, and instead it is... distributed to the public in an authoritative way, I think that's a huge mistake. Because you just start to lose, people will just become conspiratorial. It's just unacceptable, basically. And there's two ways to explain it. The first way is to explain why 5G is safe mechanistically. So you get into the specific scientific details as to why these theories for how it's damaging your DNA or whatever else, you get into the mechanistic explanation. So like what's actually happening to your body from this radiation? Is it ionizing? You know, there's the mechanistic explanation. And then the other way to explain why it's safe is the statistical explanation. So we've deployed it here. We've tested it on this many rats. We've had people living next to 5G towers, and there's no increased rates of anything. And so that's sort of the statistical explanation. Those are the only options. I think if any sort of authoritative, you know, sort of what we see with the vaccine thing, it's not effective, and you just get people really dug in as anti 5G opposition. So
yeah, and the study, the Dartmouth study, it was interesting because その教養のレベルとか科学をどれだけ理解してるとかのレベルはあまり関係がないっていう。だからそのいろんなデマとかにさらされてるうちにもう何を信じていいのか分からなくなってきて、もう全部をあまり信じなくなっちゃう。だから正しい情報もなんとなくこう、あ、これも嘘かもしれないなっていう感じで見てしまうみたいな。
うん、
それはなんかまあ理解できる気もするし、自分もそういう面があるんだろうなと思うし、今とか特になんかこう、うん、見てすぐにさ信じるっていうのはできないじゃん。だから誰が何を言っていようと一旦こう受け止めるけど妄信はしないというか。
How do you think we should How should the average person determineWhether 5G is safe? The government just tells us it's safe. Stop saying it's unsafe. And then we just believe that it's safe.
Well, we all know that it doesn't work.
But, you know, that's sort of the approach that's being taken now. And, you know, there's censorship on these platforms of false information. Well, what is...being deemed false information regarding 5G. I agree that it's almost certainly false, but if you have the government censoring people, then the people that are censored are like, see, we're trying to get out the truth, and the government won't even grant us freedom of expression, you know, and see, it's this whole totalitarian, you know,the government is installing 5G to microwave our brains and, you know, send viruses around the planet on radio waves. Like, I don't know. I feel like this is all just could be handled a lot better.
Yeah, I do think that it is partly a result of this accumulated, 不信感 towards...whether it's a government or, you know, doctors or hospitals or whatever. So, なんだろうね。そういう人たちもコミュニケーションのやり方を変えていかないといけないと思うし、だから日本もそういうケースたくさんあるけど、いろんな疑問に答えずに、あ、安全ですから、安全ですからだけを言って、なんとなくごまかしてくるとか。ダメなものはダメだけ言って、なんでダメなのか、それをやったらどうなっちゃうのかっていうのを説明してこないとか、まあ、そういうのはすごく多いから、まあ、今もそういうのは結構見られるなと思うけど、例えばその記者会見とかを見ていても、 まあ、その政治の、まあ、安倍さんだけじゃなくて例えば小池知事とか、まあ、みんな頑張って記者会見やっているけども、なんかこうこうしなくちゃいけないんです、こうしてくださいとかは言うけども、じゃあそれをしなかった場合に具体的にどうなっちゃうからこうしなきゃいけないとか、その、うん、目指すべきところはここで、これがここまでだとこういう被害になっちゃうんですよとか、そういうなんか予測の部分はあまりこう科学的に説明しないから、だからなんとなくみんなどれぐらいやばいのかとか、これを無視したらどうなっちゃうのかっていうのがあまり伝わらないのかなとは思うけど。
It's worse than authorities deciding what should be done, because we have authorities deciding what's real. Like, how do you feel about this trusted news initiative? It's straight out of 1984. Like, are you seriously going to call it trusted? Are you kidding me? I'm out. As soon as you name something trusted, I'm out. Like, I don't know what, like, that's just ridiculous, you know? This is a very difficult problem, because I think the approach is not smart in the long term. But, you know, we don't want people running around burning down all the telephone poles either. So, do you understand 5G? I'm not sure I understand it. I have to admit, I did a lot of research on 5G and the coronavirus. And I just hear this word salad from these experts that, you know, there are actual scientists that are saying 5G is dangerous. There were like 180 scientists that sent some public appeal to the EU in 2017, and then again in 2019, imploring the EU to suspend the rollout of 5G networks. And the EU was actually, you know, not in favor of just rolling it. I think it's being decided on a state level now, but Brussels in Belgium and Geneva in Switzerland both blocked 5G testing. I don't think they blocked it indefinitely, but it seems like we're moving away from a simple consensus reality about, you know, something like 5G, which seems like it should be fairly straightforward to get a few scientists together and just be like, oh yeah, that wouldn't cause harm. Or the explanation that I've heard is that it's just non-ionizing radiation, so it's higher energy, and the waves are packed more tightly, but it's not at a level. It's not as bad as standing in front of your microwave,
right?
So,
well, certainly you shouldn't try to burn the tower down.
Yeah. Well, if they're causing coronavirus, then we need to burn it down all the towers. But I really don't think that's happening. But yeah. Go ahead.
No, I mean, like, なんかロックダウンの最中にすごいアクティブだなって思ったけど、まあ本当にそれを信じているとしたらね、こう身の危険を顧みず自分は外に出てあそこに火をつけなければみたいな、
yeah.
こう使命感があったんだろうなと思うけど。
Is it his fault that he believed that? Or is it the YouTube algorithm's fault? Or is it, you know...We have platforms that are conducive to making people believe really crazy stuff. YouTube is absolutely guilty of this. You watch one conspiracy, anything, and there's an infinite rabbit hole available to you, you know, of just the craziest ideas at the most convoluted explanations for anything. Mm. And if you don't have a scientific background, it's really hard to tell the difference of, like, right. you know, like, do you feel like you know, or like you personally understand, or do you feel like you're delegating that responsibility to some authority who you trust?
Yeah, definitely the latter. I mean, I don't feel the need to understand, like an airplane. I don't know how it works, you know? I don't know why it doesn't fall to the ground, but I take it, you know, because I trust the system, I guess,
that Unless allows it's that new Boeing one with the faulty sensor.
Yeah, right. So I guess to some extent you have to delegate it, right, to the, I don't know if it's the experts or the government or, you know, whoever it is.
It's just, is it something that, there's not much reason to lose trust in the fact that airplanes are safe and they get you from A to B, right? Because we can see airplanes, and the thing about the virus is that the thing is super freaking small, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen a virus. You've never seen a virus. We don't know anyone that's ever seen a virus, like, with their own eyes.
Hmm.
With instruments, of course. But a lot of these conspiracy theorists actually think that coronavirus doesn't exist.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw it. I mean, I saw some people in Japan saying that.
Yeah. Remember I predicted that we would have virus deniers.
It's insane.
It's insane, but it's less insane than a lot of other crazy ideas, because you can't see a virus. There's no personal way to.
I mean, I think, you know, it's like this Buscemi psychology thing where, you know, it sounds so bad that you want to be in denial. Like, I can understand that happens to people. Like, it's so scary that you don't want to believe it.
Yeah, imagine you never heard of a virus and someone was explaining it to you for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So there's this tiny machine. It's like nanometers across. And
yeah, but it's crazy because that's not code. Yeah, but like that's not even the case, you know? It's crazy because it's not even the first virus that people encounter. Like, everyone has their own, you know,
history. But most people can ignore it.
Some kind,
right?
of viruses.
Yeah, but you get a virus. So in Japan, especially, you go to the doctor and you're like, what's wrong with me? And the doctor says, kaze. Right?
Yeah.
He never said anything about a virus or a bacteria or whatever. And whether or not it's a virus or a bacteria, they prescribe you antibiotics. Right. Right. So basically, viruses don't exist. We've never had to care about viruses. Because you get the flu, but it's not like anyone's really been doing things to avoid catching a cold or get the flu, you know? Everyone's just been living their life before this.
Yeah.
So you don't really think about viruses even existing. I mean, in Tokyo, people have been packing themselves, you know, like sardines into these trains, and everyone's breathing the exact same air, you know? Like, if nobody else exhaled, you would probably suffocate. Like, the air is so shared in these trains. Like, if there was any concern about a virus, we would never do that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think this is the first time for most people to, you know, really have to think about, okay, what is a virus and what am I supposed to do about this invisible little programmer?
Yeah, I mean, now it's in your face every single day, so I'm sure everyone's thinking about that. Unless you are one of those, like, deniers who you know, refuses to believe that it exists, but that's probably super rare, so.
5G, I think it's going to be a good thing. It's going to enable data transfer from mobile devices up to 2 gigabits per second for millimeter wave and 400 megabits per second for mid-band. They've rolled out some mid-band in Japan already, 5G. Docomo has it at Shibuya Square, Skytree, and Haneda Kuko. SoftBank has it at Nihonbashi, Kanda, and Haneda Kuko. And AU has it at Kanda, Haneda Kuko, Saitama no Omiyaku, I don't know why, and Hokkaido Obihiro Airport. So those, I don't know, what is that, 10 places?
Yeah.
Have 5G.
でももう使ってる人いるの?
Only if you're in those places. There's just not wide availability of 5G. Also, most mobile devices do not have 5G receivers.
だよね。だよね。
So you have to get a new phone if you want to use the 5G.
So there are phones that where you can use 5G already, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't been following Apple and just tech stuff in general that closely lately, but I don't think Apple has a phone out with 5G capability. But I might be wrong. Maybe the 11 does. I don't know.
I dropped my phone the other day, and now the back of it is like totally shattered. もうバッキバキだよ。
Huh? The back is?
そう、 背面がバリバリになっちゃって、 で、なんかこれってパズルみたいにさ、 取れちゃうんだよね、ガラスが。 で、すごい危ないから今テープで貼ってあるんだけど、 なんかソフトバンクに電話しても、アップルに電話しても、まず最初に、あ、お怪我はございませんでしたか?みたいな言ってくれるんだけどさ、これでやっぱ怪我する人いるんだろうなと思った。
Isn't that new? Your phone?
What do you mean? Kind of.
It's huge, right? Which one is that?
10S.
10S.
So, 今かよって思って、今もうもちろん外出もできないしさ、 何? Apple Storeも当然だから閉まってるしさ。
If you put it in a case, does that help?
多分ね、でもケースつけたくないじゃん。
But you don't want to cut your fingers.
でも今ね、だから透明のテープを貼って、なんていうの、無理やりくっつけてる状態。
You should just use a case. You should have used a case before you dropped it, actually.
でも嫌じゃん、それは。
Yeah, I don't like cases either, but...
でしょ?
My, what is this? iPhone 5S? なんだっけ? This thing is invincible, I swear. And the back is metal.
Yeah. So. 割れようがないもんね。
It has a little glass bit at the top and bottom, I think.
Yeah.
But,
そう、なんか割れようがない素材にしてほしい、ぜひとも。
It's so beat up. Like, the edges of my phone are incredible looking. It just looks like it's been through a war.
Yeah.
It's like an old tank or something.
なんかこんな風にバリバリに、なんていうんだろうね、亀裂が入るだったらわかるんだけど、今までもあるし、なんか、スクリーン部分が割れちゃうみたいな。でもその時もさ、亀裂が入るだけで、こういう風になっちゃう、パズルみたいにボロボロ外れそうになるみたいなガラスの破片が、なったことなかったから、なんか危ないし。
Are the edges? The edges are metal, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, but the edges kind of curve away, right?
そうそうそうそう。
That's so dumb.
だからね、そうだから普通にどっかに置いてても勝手に滑り落ちたりとか、あの、なんていうの、布の上とかに置いとくと。
You can't put it down sideways to take a selfie or something, right?
そう、そうなの。そう。なんで丸くしたんだろうね。今さら文句言い始める。
I'm still waiting.
But, あとなんかカメラがさ、飛び出てるじゃん。だから、うん、その飛び出てるとこの、なんかどっかに傷が入っちゃって、多分それのせいでカメラを、なんか外で写真撮ろうとすると変な光がバーって入っちゃうのね。
Oh no. You might have to have the... Wait, on the lens itself? The sapphire lens or whatever it is?
いや、レンズは大丈夫なん、レンズは大丈夫なんだけど、レンズの周りのなんかその一段階バンプになってるところがなんか欠けちゃって、
hmm.
多分それのせいだと思うんだけど、なんか変な光が入るようになっちゃったんだよね、うん、それはもうこの背面が壊れる全然前の話なんだけど、だからもうそろそろだから変えた方がいいんだけど、なんかそれもソフトバンク、あ、今だからでもそのエマージェンシーの何緊急事態宣言が出たからどうか分かんないんだけど、なんかソフトバンクでそのアップルケアなんちゃらみたいな保証のやつに入ってると、その修理費を自分で一回立て替えて、でも後でペイペイかなんかで帰ってきて実質無料になるみたいな仕組みなのね、うん、でもそれがアプライされるのが携帯を自分で持ち込まないといけないの、お店に。だビッグカメラとかその電気屋さんかアップルストアか、でその配送でやり取りするやつだとその仕組みは使えないから1万何千払うことになりますって言われて、うん、それがいつだったかな、週末ぐらいかな、だから電気屋さんに行ってくださいって言われて今外出自粛してるのに。
They need to fix all this crazy stuff. They make me go into offices for all this stuff to, you know, operate the business. There's just all kinds of stuff that you can't do without going in.
Yeah.
And I think certainly anything government related should beneeds to change that right away, because you know you don't want to have to go to the kyakusho and then you get the virus and you die just yeah. for this piece of paper, because I had to, you know, give it to them. That's crazy.
ね、まあ分かんない、緊急事態宣言が出たからもしかして変わってるのかもしれないけど、ちょっと調べないといけない。でもなんか普通にその配送料金とかもちろん払うしさ、必要な分は払うけど持っていかなくてもいいようにしてほしいなと思った、
mm. バリバリの電話。 I don't know why they make something that people drop out of glass. I think they just want to make they just want to make money off of either Apple Care or people who didn't buy Apple Care, you know?
I don't know. It just
doesn't make any senseYou know, they say they test it and they test it, but every freaking YouTuber buys the phone, drops it, and then it cracks. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then if it's metal, like my phone, it gets a little dent.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. でもなんか 5S 最強と思ってたけど、やっぱ 10S 使っちゃうともう、マイケルの電話が超ちっちゃく見える。あ、もう戻れないな、みたいな。いや、戻れない。
Right?
ちっちゃすぎてもう見えないもん。
I can just hold it with like two fingers, like a little
yeah.
toy.
そうだね。Alright,
did you see the Tesla ventilator?
No. Are they actually building them?
Yeah, they okay. So they used... car parts mostly, and they're manufacturing a bunch of these ventilators, and a lot of people in the medical industry have said that it's an excellent design, and it should it'll be the highest quality ventilating you can get, and because it's made from car parts, there's no risk, well, there's much less risk of over manufacturing, right? Because you can disassemble the ventilator after this crisis is over and then put those parts into cars.
Huh.
So it's, I don't know, that was pretty cool to see. I don't know if they're doing anything like that in Japan, but...
次!
On March 31st, Washington State legalized the use of facial recognition technologies by law enforcement and other agencies. Such agencies will be required to submit proposals to the state. The law specifies that use of the technology by state agencies is only permitted for identifying missing persons, identifying the deceased, and for the purpose of keeping the public safe. It also forbids its use based on an individual's religious, political, or other social activities. While facial recognition has been used by some agencies in the U.S., its use hadn't yet been codified into law. San Francisco, California, and Somerville, Massachusetts have banned facial recognition use by the government, and the EU has had an oppositional stance as well, at one point considering a 5-year ban.
ワシントン州は3月31日に警察当局やその他の州政府機関が顔認証技術を使用することを合法化しました。対象機関は州側に提案書を提出することが求められます。顔認証技術は行方不明者の特定、遺体の身元の確認のほか、公共の安全の確保という理由に限り使用可能で、個人の宗教、政治、その他社会的な活動に基づいて使用することは禁じられています。アメリカ国内ではすでに複数の政府機関において顔認証技術が採用されていますが、法において成文化されていませんでした。サンフランシスコと、Where did you say?
マサ
チューセッツ。
Somerville, Massachusetts.
では政府による顔認証技術の使用が禁止されているほか EU でも否定的な見方がなされており一時期は5年間の使用禁止が検討されていました
Yep.
うん。公共の安全の確保という名目はかなりあれよねいろんな解釈の方法があるよね
うん。Yeah. It sounded specific until that part.
そうそうそう。だから最初なんかこれ読んでて、ああ、missing persons, okay, identifying the deceased, okay. で、最後、あれみたいな。別にこれだったら何にでも言えちゃうもんね。
That's the loophole that,、ね、or at least it seems like it will be.
最初の2つが逆になんか、めちゃくちゃ異様に具体的に見えてきちゃうという。
Hmm. So, a Swedish school, a school in Sweden, was using facial recognition technology to take attendance. And they didn't tell people. And so it actually violated the GDPR.
Whoa.
You know, the EU thing.
大学ってこと?
I think so. It was either a high school or a university, but.
だってさ、生徒の数どんだけいるのか知らないけど、高校とかだったら普通にアテンデンス取れやって感じじゃない?
Well, yeah. Maybe it gets old, taking attendance.
そういうこと?
Waste time.
そういうこと?
And I think they're still doing it. They just, aren't violating the GDPR anymore or something.I'm not sure about that, but it does seem like it could be practical. And, you know, if everyone is like, okay, you know, like okay with it, then.
I guess.
What's worse is in the UK, at a place called King's Cross, they were using facial recognition technology without informing the public. And this is just a public...
For what?
Space. Some company was using it, I don't know, to collect data. I don't think that they weren't doing anything with it, but they were still using it, you know, probably developing it. And most of these facial recognition applications are sold to the governments and not, you know, the...It's not so much private businesses that are shopping for it. There is one Russian software that tracks people. I don't think it does facial recognition, but it interprets people's body language and monitors for theft. And that software, I think, has actually been implemented widely around the world. But it's not a sophisticated... It doesn't have the same implications as facial recognition. Because...
Right. でもそれってその街中に設置しちゃって、あ、この人窃盗しそうだなってなったらっていうこと、どういう、そのマイノリティリポート的なこと、どういうこと、予防ってこと。
I haven't looked at it recently, so the version of it in my mind is probably 2 years old or something, maybe a year and a half. So it's been around for a while, but it draws a box around people, it tracks them, and it like turns orange if they become more suspicious, and it turns red if there's clearly something strange about their body language. But people walk differently and sort of move a certain way if they're angry or excited or, you know, committing crime. You know, the typical, you got your hands in your pockets and you're like looking left and looking right and just sort of kind of hunched over a little bit, and it's like, you know, just look like you're about to do something shady.
Yeah,
there's a body language thing that AI can see. So
dystopia 感があるね。
And this could give governments the ability to track every single person all of the time, from the moment you leave your house to the moment you come back to your home. They could track literally every single person, all of the people, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll know so much about you. Between that and social media, your Facebook and your Google searches, if they know everywhere you go, then...
So how are the people taking this in Washington State? Like, were people okay with this, or how did this happen?
Well, I haven't seen any like formal poll or anything about, you know, there are loud voices on both sides, of course.
Because, I mean, こういうのって本当にいつも言われるけど、一旦合法化してしまうと、それをやっぱり取りやめるっていうのはなかなかできないわけじゃない。その一回使えるってなったものを権力側がね、手放すっていうことはなかなかもう無理に近いから。その行方不明者の特定と、じゃあ遺体の身元の確認だったらいいよとかは分かるけど、この公共の安全の確保っていう名目を OK にしてしまうっていうのは結構なんかゆるゆるな感じはするけどね。
Well, it will be proposed like, well, we can turn off facial recognition, but we predict that there will be, you know, 1,000% more murders and, you know, way more people getting away with stuff and way more people committing crimes and on and on. So it'd be very hard to undo it once they do it. And the implications can go quite a ways beyond sort of the stereotypical government tracking all of us.
Yeah.
Facial recognition actually can read human emotions, right? And so, you know, on the internet, if someone visits our website, bilingualnews.jp, and leaves that website immediately, then that's a bounce, right? If they go to our website and they visit several pages, you know, that's called click-through. So we have the bounce rate and we have the click-through rate. And we have a lot of other metrics too, but these metrics in the digital world measure engagement. And we don't really have a way to measure engagement when someone is watching television, when someone is looking at a billboard, or when someone is standing outside your shop window, right? But if we have these cameras everywhere and we have facial recognition technology active everywhere, and businesses are using it, then you know, when you look at a pair of sneakers or something, they can monitor how you're reacting to products, how you're reacting to a billboard emotionally. And if they see that people are not engaging with a particular billboard or an advertisement, they may modify it right away. But it gives evil marketers a lot more data feedback in the real world. Or it would.
Right. まあ、だからどこまで OK にするかだよね。
It's also going to be recording everything. All these cameras recording everyone's emotions. So you'll have a real-time sense of how people walking around outside are feeling. You know, is society nervous more than usual, or is society, you know, it'd be just another level beyond those sorts of metrics we get from analyzing Twitter.
Right.
And then managing society, I think, kind of becomes more like Sims after that.
ね、どうなん、今、だからその、is this the only state that made it legal? Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Well, there isn't much law regarding place. So it is being used in some areas, but it's kind of in an undefined gray zone legally.
Okay.
And then there's lawsuits going on, and it's not clear. But if they pass this law saying, hey, it's legal, it kind of stops some of the other litigation around the issue.
I see.
And all the states are deciding individually, right? So some states will pass this, some will ban it. And we've already seen that, but we'll be able to see what the effect of that is on society.
That's definitely a good thing that each state is doing a different thing. Right. I mean, Japan, I mean, we can't really do that, so.
Well, without spending any more money on law enforcement, without adding money to the education system, without doing any of these things that seem really difficult, they can quite dramatically bring down the crime rate and improve the standard of living, certainly from a superficial sense, right? It's what they did in China, basically. That version having the social credit score system. I mean, would you want to live in that sort of world or
dystopian world?
Well, do you think it's dystopian or utopian or?
I don't want to be under surveillance.
You don't want them to see where you are all the time?
No way.
Can you imagine the control room? There's like some big, giant control room, you know, in the government where people are looking at screens and it has a little label above your head as you're walking around. It just says mommy and you're just walking around. It's weird because you're getting stalked, right? The government can kind of stalk you. Like,
select it's weird. You. Like, I'm a taxpayer and I'm not paying tax to be stalked. Period. Like,
but we don't get to decide what we're paying taxes for. We just pay taxes.
It depends, but yeah.
Other than like furusato nōze or something, we don't get much choice, right?
Yeah, I like furusato nōze.
We need. Yeah, I mean, it's a whole gigantic issue, but.
Yeah. Well,
how's your lockdown lifestyle so far?
It's fine. So last week, まあそのなんか、まあちょっとしたスケアがあったじゃない？その夫から電話かかってきて、だから、 あの、まあ、近くの実家に夫には会わずにそのまま息子と私だけあの、まあ、避難して、
うん、
まあ、本当にタクシーで10分ぐらいのところに住んでるから、まあ、そこにずっといて今週末ぐらいに戻ってこようかなと思ってるところ、
うん、
まあそのなんていうのパーティー全員があのその登場人物全員が何の症状とかもなく普通に元気にしてるので、でまあ今週からうちの息子も、うん、あのまあ緊急事態宣言出る前からあの保育園がもう休園しますっていうことを決めたのね、
うん、
でうちの夫もあの在宅勤務に切り替わったからまああの普通にこのまま外出自粛してれば誰かがもらってくるっていうリスクは限りなく低いかなっていう状態にはなっている、
うん、
まあ、すごくラッキーなことだよね。あの本当に何だろう、病院で働いてる人とかさ、まあ、検査技師の人とかさ、まあ、何らかの理由でどうしても外に出ないといけないっていう人もたくさんいるだろうから、
うん、
たまたまうちはそうあの外に出なくてもいい状況が今週になって整っているからっていう感じ。
Well, it's weird that you like you can know like 99% but it's you don't really feel like it's 100%. You know?
そうね、yeah. まあ食べ物買いに行ったりとかはするしさ、なんだろう、まあ息子がずっと家にいるわけにもいかないからあの公園とかは行ってるから、
うん、
まあ、もらう確率が、ね、限りなく低いとはいえ 0% とは言えないからね。
Do you feel like you're getting used to it? Like this?
I guess it definitely helps that I have a small child. Like for the past almost 2 years もう、なんだろう、そんなに外出しないじゃん。やっぱちっちゃい子供がいるとなんかすごい、yeah. あの外食したり夜遊びに行ったりなんか人混みのねあるところに行ったりっていうのをもともとあんまりしてなかったから、多分ちっちゃい子がいる人はそういう人も多いと思うんだけど、
But like yourself 10 years ago would have been absolutely stunned.
あ、そうだね、うん、だから、
right?
うん、たまたま、
like, what do I do?
いやいやいや本当にそう思う。だから今結構ね、もだあの特に産後とかってやっぱり外にもう出れない、まあ、妊娠中もさ例えばインフルエンザ流行ってますとかいろいろあって怖いから外に出ないどことかあのやってたから、うん、それをもう何年か続けてるともうもともとなんかそういうメンタリティになってたからたまたまラッキーな感じはするけど、たで結構私が見る限りうちの近くは結構落ち着いてるというか、スーパーもそんなすごい混んでるとか、うん、みんながね、買い占めで大量に購入してるとかも見ないし、だから普通にスーパー行ったら物も全然あるし、うん、で休校になったら公園とかもう激混みになっちゃったらどうしようと思ったけど、そういうわけでもなくあのって感じ、
うん、
だからみんな落ち着いて行動してる。
All the big parks are closed, right?Okay, is Yoyogi open? Yoyogi Koen?
I don't know about Yoyogi Koen, but so there are some parks near our place where you have to pay some money to get in. It's operated by, you know, Minato-ku or something. そういうところも閉まっちゃってるから、
うん、
それはなんか開けといてほしいなっていう気持ちはある。
うん、
なんか他の公園が混んじゃうと本末転倒だから。
It's weird, like people need to be able to go for a walk and be outside, but they don't want to send the message like, yeah, you can go to the park and meet up with your friends, right?
So, yeah, だからどこ行ってもこうお花見はしないでくださいみたいな張り紙とかはされてるし、あのすごい大きいさ音量のアナウンスメントない？これ場所によるのかな、なんか港区は超でかい音で外にアナウンスがあって、あの港区役所ですみたいな、なんかあの 緊急事態宣言が出ているのでなんか不要不急の外出は控えてくださいみたいなのを、まあ、日本語と英語で流れるんだけど、それは結構なディストピア感があるやっぱり。
They do that in 田舎 a lot, you know, those sorts of
announcements. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, そうだね、確かに。
You know, somebody, some おばあちゃん left their house, かなんかよくあるじゃん。
Right. そうだね。
But I don't really hear any announcements around here. I just.
あ、そっか。なんか音量がすごいから結構あの、それはちょっと怖いっていうか。なんだろうね。公園とかやっぱり結構平和だからみんな、まあ、子供はね遊んでるしだから、そこで急にそういうアナウンスメントがあると現実に引き戻される感じはちょっとある。
You see that all those taxi drivers are laid off?
Yeah, so 昨日ねたまたまその公園に行った時にあのタクシーの運転手さんなんか2人知り合いの同士の運転手さんが落ち合ってこうおーみたいな言ってるところをすれ違ったのね、その時にその2人があ本当にやばいねみたいなこと言ってて、まあ、流しててももちろん道に立ってるお客さんいないしどっかにつけてても全然いないよねみたいなこと言ってるのは聞いた。
And they don't have enough people for 配達 right?
So,
it seems like they could just have all the taxi drivers deliver stuff.
確かにね。
Like the, I don't know why they, I mean, they certainly don't need to do nothing, right? They could deliver stuff.
I guess.
Because they have those like third party delivery guys for Amazon that, you know, it's some Yankee shows up, right? On his and like gives you the package.
Yeah.
So.
確かに。Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but. Yeah. So.
Are you watching TV and.
So my parents are watching a lot of TV, which. I don't think it's good. at least for me, it's not good. It's just, it's not that it's informative and it's really, そうね、あんまりなんか意味ないと思うから。
They don't explain stuff. It takes so long. And they always have like a cliffhanger. Like they don't, so I was wondering about, what was it? Like the 30万円の, support. And I was just waiting for, so first of all, I was watching the live press conference. And then as soon as they go to Q&A,
they cut it off.
They cut it off and these assholes on TV are talking. And I'm like, I can't hear the Q&A. Are you serious? And if I was some like oji-chan without the internet, I would never hear the Q&A.
So, so, 本当にそれはクソだよね。だから、
What the? Yeah, I was so upset.
結構信じられない。
And they're playing like ads. They're playing advertisements during the freaking press conference.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the prime minister declaring a state of emergency, and they literally just went into an advertisement, and they show some like, I don't know, 女子高生 like, oh, 飲みに行こうかな? And she's like, she goes and drinks, and she's out with her friends drinking, like in the ad. And they're showing this ad during the announcement of the state of emergency. But like, I don't know if you've noticed, but all the ads they're showing on TV are people socializing, are people going out, people meeting up with other people. And, you know, it's, they may want to adjust what they're showing on TV if they really want people to just focus on staying home.
まあ、だからプレスコンフェレンスも見るけど、なんかそれを説明してるテレビ番組を見てもあんまり意味ないかなって思うから、まあ、ツイッターで自分が信用できるなって思ってる専門家の話とかはちょっと見るけど、まあ、自分にできることをやるしかないから、あんまりね、なんかこうテレビでやんやんやんや言ってるのとかを見てもしょうがないなと思ってる。
Yeah, TV is kind of confusing and it's so rare that you get something that's, you feel like, oh yes, that's what I wanted to hear. Like, thank you for explaining that so clearly.
Like, yeah, なんか今日うちの親が見てたワイドショーをちらっと見た時も、まあ、なんかね、こうパネラーとして呼ばれてる人がすごい喋ってて、 なんかその人のタイトル見たら画家って書いてあって、
うん、
なんかいいんだけど、なんかなんでこうこの場に及んで画家の人の意見を専門家みたいに聞いてんだろうとか、なんかこうそれって意味あるのかな。
Yeah, I don't know who these they have people like tsukkomu and it's some guy with like some weird necklace and like crazy sunglasses and he's like I don't know, they don't even show his name or his title. Maybe they do briefly at the beginningBut usually、mm. I look up and someone's talking. I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And I never find out. But
yeah, so like I try not to watch TV. But then, yeah, I think it's important to remember that Japan has a lot of old people who don't have smartphones.
Yeah. I could not believe that
they watch TV all day. Even my parents.
I could not believe it.
Yeah. Even my parents, they have smartphones and, you know,Obviously, they have the internet, but they are watching TV a lot. And I don't think that's good, in terms of getting like necessary or correct information, but also for your mental health. I don't think it helps at all. So,
well, too much YouTube can be bad too.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that.Go in on some
yeah
YouTube
so I think like as long as you're yeah as long as you're staying inside I mean if you can you know if, then you should just I don't know watch Netflix or something
just... Netflix has problems too there's like an entertainment shortage in the middle of this lockdown thing I feel like
No, we're lucky that we have all kinds of streaming sites and, you know,
yeah.
We have Disney Plus now on top of all the other things. And
what are all the options right now? Disney Plus, Netflix, is Hulu still around?
Yeah, Amazon, Prime.
Amazon.
I don't know, and HBO Plus or whatever. HBO Go, I don't know what it's called.
Hmm.
And iTunes, I don't know, everything, right? So...
I got a 3D printer.
Hey?
Uh-huh.
For what?
For...
To print pizza?
Prototyping stuff and... I'm not even sure what it's for.
That's exactly fun. Yet. How big is it?
It prints 21 by 21 by 20.5 centimeters. And
okay.
I have PLA...plastic which is made from plants so it's cool relax no it was like how much was it I should check but it was like 20,000 or something like that
oh okay
they're really cheap
The
3D printers are just dirt cheap nowthey have extruder types and the what is the other one? The UV type. I forget what that's called, but it's not an extruder, resin. So there's basically two types. One is an extruder, which basically it heats up and then squeezes out.Hot plastic material. Yeah, the one I got is 25,000. They sell them for 17,000. And this one, the one I got, it's super, super simple to use. You just press a button. You have to level the bed. You have to level the bed once. You basically, you lower the extruder down to the bed level.
Yeah.
And then you put a piece of paper in there and you have it barely pinch the piece of paper at all four corners. And then you're basically level. At that point, you just need a 3D object file.
Yeah.
It can be an STL or OBJ or whatever. But there are a lot of 3D models on the internet. And you can just get that model file and then put it into software. I'm using Cura. And then it'll render the model. And then you can set parameters for how you want it to print.The thickness of the extrusion or the heat of the bed or
Have you tried making something?
Yeah, I made... So my dad designed a sailboat.
Oh.
And I created a 3D model prototype based on his sketches. Cool. And then I printed out that boat with like the lee boards and the rudder and that stuff.
Hey, why don't you post a picture on Instagram?
Yeah, I can do that.
I want to see.
Well, I mailed it to my dad.
Okay.
And I made a figure of a grunt, which is Teki from the game Halo, and sent that to my brother.
He's a
gamer. And I sent a pair of owls to my mom.
But, that's so sweet.
3D printers are dirt cheap, super easy to use. I'm just blown away. I mean, 1 kilo of PLA costs like 2,000 yen.
Okay. What about colors?
Can you color them? Typically, you'll print something and then you paint it afterwards.
Mm.
Or do whatever. You file it, change the texture, paint it. But they do have different colors of PLA.
Okay.
Filament and other filaments. They even have glow-in-the-dark filament. There's PLA, ABS. ABS is a stronger plastic, but it's harder to print. And then there's TPU. TPU is a more flexible plastic. So if you want something that has some elasticity in it, then you'd use TPU. But it's harder to print with.
Hmm.
But yeah.
It's
fascinating. And I printed a stand for some attachments for this massage gun I have. And there's just
okay.
You can make anything. It's
so that's
just
what you've been doing under lockdown.
Well, I only got it less than a week ago. Showed up. I ordered it like months and months. There was major disruption because of the virus, obviously.
Right.
But people are using 3D printers to print supplies. To help fight the virus, you know.
Yeah.
And I could do that also if needed really easily. But I'm just surprised how easy it is. Obviously, I'm on a crazy 3D printer high right now. But the CAD 3D modeling software is that stuff is fascinating. Because it's once you create a 3D model of something, you have the exact dimensions recorded, right? Of this thing, and you can make anything if you know how to use, you know, Autodesk or one of these CAD software. You can do engineering designs, you can create characters in video games. So like video game assets are 3D models, right? So it's just I think it's a very future oriented skill to develop.
That's great.
And so I wanted to get into learning that software. And I've gotten okay. It's pretty complicated. It's basically Photoshop in 3D. So it's a lot of geometry, a lot. Because everything is made out of polygons, flat surfaces.
Right.
So you just have a lot of really, really small flat surfaces, the polygons, in order to create a round object, for example. I can show you.
Yeah.
I try to make a nickel seijin.
That'll be fun.
It was a total failure. I don't have the skill to make animal stuff. It's really... or like creatures.
Okay.
But I would recommend it as a hobby. It's very educational.
So da ne. Tanoshi so. Well, let's try to stay safe.
Oh, I've actually been making one other thing, which is shiitake.
Okay.
And I figured out how to grow shiitake in the apartment. And I have to say, it's actually cheaper and tastes better than buying shiitake.
Yeah.
You can grow, no joke, you can grow 100 freaking shiitake like in like 3 days. Seriously, I did it. And there's so many freaking shiitake. It was just like, it's just crazy. You just have the spores are, you have like this impregnated log, and then you can grow shiitake in your apartment and you can just keep using it.
Do you have it in your balcony?
No, it's in my genkan.
Genkan?
Yeah, genkan.
Nande genkan?
So こに there's crazy shiitake growing out of this log.
My grandma used to do that.
The yield is crazy. I'm telling you, you get so many shiitake. There's no reason for anyone to ever go buy shiitake anymore, because you can just grow tons and tons of shiitake in your apartment.
Right.
In your home. It doesn't take up any space. It doesn't smell. Nothing. It's just, yeah.
That's cool.
We can have, we can increase domestic food production in Japan.
Yeah. Genkan shiitake.
Yeah.
All right. 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできます。月額240円で全部のテキストとエッセイ読み放題。あと月額360円で各エピソードの宿題を公開しています。いろんな種類の問題出しているので、ぜひやってみてください。
Yep.
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやっているのでそちらもお願いします。あとバイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトではストアもあるので、グッズをチェックしてみてください。
Yes. And we're expecting to release a fun update for 宿題 and the rest of the app probably next week.
Okay. Okay.
No promises, but look out for it.
Okay. So, おしまい。
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.